alguien. Son los países en los cuales podemos hacerlo. ¿Dale? Rob?
Yes.
How are you?
How are you? Good.
Where are you now?
Andres, I am in Nashville, Nashville, Tennessee.
Oof, nice. You're are you already settled? Because the last time that we talked, you told me that your daughter moved there and you were settling or adapting to Nashville, Tennessee.
That's right. We're all moved in. Yeah, we're all moved in, and we share our leisure time with my granddaughter, who's 5, and we're having a blast.
Super.
Yeah.
Let me see if Daniela will connect. No, Dani, you're okay. Dani's in the line. Perfect. Dani, no te escucho.
Hi. You hear me?
Ah, there you are.
Okay. Yes. Hey, hi, Mom. How are you?
Hey, Danny. How are you? Good, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Everything's good. Yes.
Well, are you enjoying the holidays?
Me or Andres? Well, I am enjoying the holiday. For me, I am enjoying the holidays. I wish I can be in Colombia, but I'm happy to be good and that my family is healthy, which is important in this time of year. And nothing, and that we're healthy too, you know, which is really important.
I know. I mean, you want to be with family. Yeah. I can imagine it's hard. It's hard when this time of year makes you so nostalgic, you know?
Yeah.
You want to be with family, you know?
Yeah.
So,
for sure.
Anyway. Well, thank you for being with us today.
Yes. Always.
No. Thank you both for taking the time to be here, Rob. And thanks for the other day. First, I apologize for the last time that I sent you an email also, because normally that never could happen.
Well, I appreciate that. And we're fine. So,
okay, perfect.
What's on your mind?
Okay, what's my mind? Right now, holidays, many things. It has been a great year for many reasons. New son, new assistant, new house, new everything. And the production, numbers of the production. We are slightly like 10% down in numbers that I knew that it was going to happen on the start for this year, but 25% up on assets.
Oh, wow.
Yep, it was good year with assets. We brought an amazing client, a ultra high net worth client, a total net worth around 400 million. We already started doing business with them. Danny?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Ah. Okay. Hold 1 second. Danny, no dejaste con música. Okay, she's hanging up a phone call that it was for me, but she took it.
Yeah.
And she's telling them that I'm in a meeting, that if I can call them back. It's going to be ready in a few minutes. But there she is. Perfect. it's a ultra high network client that is in Chile. It's somebody that I knew, or that I have knew all my life. We grew together. And his father, we opened an account they have always had their money fully invested in Chile. Everything is in Chile. And this is the first time that they decided to go overseas. The reason is because they get scared for what is going on in Chile. It's very smart people, very, very smart people. They own it's like on a city, they own one of the areas that used to be nothing, and they develop everything with houses and hospitals and restaurants and everything, and they have been selling that for the last 30 years. They develop a huge area of the city. They did all the family. But anyway, they decided to go overseas. They did call me and told me that they want to start doing that. Otherwise, we grew as the business, as my projection was to grow 15%, and they add 10% more on the growth just with their accounts. We did 15% organically, not organically, with new clients, but big clients. One during the year, it was good. It was a very good year. Everything was happened correctly. One of the most important changes was Daniela. The transition between Amanda and Daniela didn't impact the clients, and that was good. I have not received any complaint from a client.
That's great.
For Daniela, and that is, for me, it's very important because service, what we do is service.
Yep.
And what is in my mind? What do you think about how should I treat a friend of mine? He's the best friend of my brother. That he brought his father account, his company's account, and his own account. How should I treat him? Because normally it's not a normal relation. We have known forever. What do you think that I should do differently?
What do you mean?
Like between a normal client and having a close friend that is an ultra high net client. Should I do any difference between regular clients and this kind of clients? Normally, not many clients are $400 million net worth.
No, oh yeah. Okay, so this guy. Okay, so yeah, you do 12-4-2, and you make that formal, right? You do, you know, you tell them the idea. We'll run this like a board meeting. Every month, we'll have an agenda. And then we'll send an executive summary after each meeting. So you want to treat it like a family office group, in the sense of that should be great, okay, with several meetings in person, two meetings a year. I don't think that's – you can give them more than that, but you should at least, of course, do that. But I don't think you're going to – I would want to – develop relationships with, you know, confidentiality is so important in South America. So I would want to be sure they want me to talk to their CPA and their attorney, but I would build relationships with them so that you can make life easy for them. The idea is that you guys all work together on their behalf so they don't have to think about very much when it comes to the money side of things. So that, I mean, that's what we do for all high net worth clients, but particularly, you know, people with that much money. I just think you want to customize it for them, but you don't want to, you know, go crazy because it's just a couple extra zeros. You know,
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's just more money. That's all. It's not any, you know, you're going to make money for them and they're going to do well. And they just, when they make more money, they just make a lot more money, you know. But I don't think I'd manage the money any differently. I like,
no.
You know, I like equities. I think, you know, you got to own equities. And we're going to need to own equities for the rest of our lives. So, you know, I think you can own some bonds, but equities are, this is a golden age right now. I don't want to overstate it, but I mean, this is a special time in the United States. The world is struggling right now, and the United States, I think, has figured it out, and it's exploding. So, you know, I feel so sad for other places that struggle with the idea of going back and forth from, you know, democracy and capitalism back to socialism and dictatorship. You know, it just ruins the economy so much that it's just so upsetting to watch it happen. What's going on in Argentina is just sad. You know, it's such a great country with so much opportunity. You know, I think there's a version of that in Chile, and, you know, Venezuela's gone. And, you know, why? You know, it's like, why? Why does this have to happen? You know, it has such a good business model in the U.S. I don't know. Sorry, I just get off on that because I want them to do so well.
Agree. No, I completely agree with you on what's going on around the world. But what do you think about the next elections here in the States?
I think the stock market is telling you that the Republicans are going to win by a landslide.
Okay. I really hope that that's, because when I hear Miss Elizabeth Warren speaking or Mr. Sanders, I don't think that is much different than all the people back down there in South America.
No, they're communists. No, there,
yeah.
There's no question. They would. I mean, did you see what the platform was for the Labour Party in England? Did you see what their platform was?
No. What do you mean with platform?
They were suggesting that the government of Great Britain should take control of 10% of all public companies.
Ah, yes, I heard that. Yeah. That is that. When I heard that, and I see the communist countries that what they have done in Latin America or somewhere else, it is exactly the same. And if you see what Elizabeth Warren is saying, it is on the same line. It is crazy.
It's crazy, and all I have to do is talk to the guys in your office, okay, who are from Cuba or from Latin America, and hear what they have to say. I mean, how they just go, these people in the U.S. are crazy. It upsets me so much, but it upsets them even more because they see, you know, we've already done that in Cuba, and it completely crashed. And Venezuela, and it completely crashed. And now we want to do it in the U.S. Are you insane? You know, so they go crazy, and I don't blame them. I mean, I go crazy, but, you know, anyway, that's – so I think that what happened in London and happened in the U.K. election is what's going to happen in our election. It's going to be a landslide the other way towards the Republicans because I don't think anybody wants communism. They may want to fix what we have, but I don't think they want communism. So no worries.
Okay.
Back up the truck. Back up the truck and bring the money to the U.S.
Okay, that's what we are working on right now. And what I have told these ultra high clients that's the way to do it. And normally, I told them we are going to do 12-4-1. I'm not going to fly twice a year to Chile. I don't want to compromise with that. But at least one time a year, I'm going to do it.
I think you should go twice.
You should go. You say, okay. I I will take notes.
And here's why you want to go. Because I want you to get, every time you go, I want you to get another $400 million client.
Uy, that in small countries like Chile is hard. There's not many. But I can try. I can try.
Do you see?
I can work
you see
on
what
that.
I mean? That's why you're not going to service them. You're going to get your next big client.
Okay.
So it's $100 million. So it's $50
okay.
million. It's worth the trip, Andres.
Okay.
It's worth the trip.
I will. What I will do, I will do my agenda for next year, and I'm going to go on February, and I'm going to go on October, something like that, or February and July. I will do my, let's take note, agenda, trips, 2020. Okay, that's something that I have to do. Two in Chile. Rob, the thing is, I am Chilean, but the flight to Chile, it's long. but anyway, we're going to work on that.
The bad news, it's long. The good news, it's long. So nobody else wants to do it, okay?
It's a pretty crowded country in this business. Huh? There's, like, in the office, there's more people covering Chile, much more than El Salvador, for example. Nobody want to go in El Salvador because it's dangerous.
Right. Yeah, but that's your country, and you just got a $400 million client, okay?
Understood.
It tells me
understood.
Something.
Understood.
Just because there's a lot of people there doesn't mean you have any competition. Okay?
I like that. I like that. You are pushing me. Now I'm going to go three times.
He has friends, okay? When you have $400 million, you have friends with $400 million, okay? That's the truth. People that with $400 million don't hang out with people with a million, okay?
He can't hang out with me. No, I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, I say the same. I have actually asked him before, you know, you're from Chile, what do you think? What's been going on? And he told me, well, because of before Chile was good, it was wealthy, people felt comfortable, you know, with their money over there. But now it's a good opportunity for his business to grow over there, and he knows how to talk, and he knows people from there. I think, no?
Yes, you're right. You're right. Normally, like, imagine, like, everybody that is more than $100 million, they don't manage money here in the state until now. They keep it all local.
Right. Sounds like you should make three trips.
I agree. I will push.
Okay. Okay. January.
Okay.
Let's focus for January. Let's see from there. What else is we're gonna be closing this year, but I have to prepare the next for the business plan for 2020. What do you recommend? Do you recommend anything on the business plan? Normally, what I do, I focus on my agenda of trips, the money that I'm going to spend, the time that I'm going to spend prospecting, how much, more or less that. But very simple. Do you have any recommendation on how to do it a little bit deeper?
Well, one of the things to do is to go through the five-star model.
Yes.
Planning, implementation, brand management, marketing, and leadership. And just write it out according to that model. It will include everything that you're talking about, but when you use that model, it helps you to not forget something.
Okay.
Okay, so
perfect.
When you, you know, yeah. And then think about your dollar investment in marketing. What are you going to spend this year, and how are you going to spend it? And what, you know, so let's say we were going to spend some money on research and development, right? Marketing. And we'll separate that in advertising. Okay, and then training. These are all the things that companies have to do. How much are we going to spend on training, research and development, marketing, and advertising? And what are we going to, how are we going to spend it? Where do, what do we need? And then how are we going to spend it? And then you can figure out how much you need to allocate. So you can think about a minimum of 2% of revenue. Okay? So if your revenues are, let's say, 2 million, it's, you know, 20,000. 40,000.
40.
Sorry. 40,000, right. So how much are you going to spend on, and you say research and development. Well, you know, you do research, right? You buy, you know, what do you spend on research? Do you just use your firm's research, or do you buy research, et cetera?
No.
Marketing.
No. I have the numbers. I have it more or less known. The only ones that they move a little bit, because they are every year they are more or less the same. Marketing and advertising could change. It depends on how aggressive I want to go.
Right.
Training. This year I didn't do any training. That was on that part. I took it on zero because the change of assistant didn't. I prefer to be more of the time here, but next year I will have to do another, like every year I have to do trainings. Next year it could be the one that I wanted to do this year, and then I didn't do it. It's a portfolio management. It's a course that they do it in Columbia. It's a certification that you do in Columbia University that I like it.
Right, PMA, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I like the PMA. I think it's good. And you can use Columbia then on your card and stuff like that. It's pretty nice deal.
Yes, it's good because I read I didn't read it, but I went just over the literature, and it's good knowledge. It's good quality.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a smart thing for you doing, and you can do it pretty much online, so I think you take a week or so, or a couple of weeks, 10 days or something there, but most of it is online. So I just had a guy do that, so he's very proud of it. Marketing, advertising, what about those?
I don't do much. The only thing that I have done is the web page on advertising. I don't do at all. That in my case is zero. The only thing that I spend in advertising is I call it partial advertising, because I put the trips on advertising. When I travel, I do prospecting, and that's the way that I advertise myself. There's none a publication or something like that.
Have you ever had anybody write an article about you?
No.
You should have that done.
It's almost, it's so hard to get it approved. Last year, I was City Wire, that is a London based magazine, wanted to do a paper about me, and it took 3 months to get a simple no in Morgan Stanley to evaluate if they could do the interview. And finally, the answer was no. It is hard in Morgan Stanley to get a magazine writing about you.
Well, I'm not going to comment on that, but it's very valuable if you can get it done, because it will, when they Google you, that's what they'll read.
Okay. I will ask how should be done to get it done.
There are others that have had it done.
I will ask here in the office, in the marketing material, how the last year I was invited to as a speaker on a huge event, very important. Only a few people was only by invitation. Nobody could buy the ticket, and the policy for Morgan Stanley of international client advisors, they cannot speak anything overseas in public.
I think you need to talk to them. I think the world is changing. You know,
I will. I took a note, and I will let you know in the future how it goes for that kind of things. But it's good. I will do my business plan between the Christmas and the first days of January. I will have developed the business plan.
Good. I think it's important. I'm very proud of you getting that account in Chile. That's a big one. It's a big deal. And
yes,
I think you can take it. You can now. That to me is where I would grow now. You don't get these opportunities where there's that much. The money's there, and there's a big initiative. There's a reason, right? The biggest problem is sense of urgency. You've now got a sense of urgency for the first time. I would be all over it. Okay? You got a very prominent person that said, yes, I know you can't use that, but it tells me you got a sense of urgency, and people, for the first time, maybe ever, are willing to act. Don't waste that. Go for it.
Okay.
You might wait 20 years for that to happen again.
Hopefully 2020... The one that I was waiting for 2020, it was a pension plan that I opened the account. It will look like the government, that we have not get there yet. The government has not approved the transfer of money. But I think that next year it will be that account. It's a $50+ million. And this one can get to $50+ million also. I have to go deeper on both of that.
It's really good. So your time is the only thing that is of real value now. You see what I mean? Your time is critical. So you may want to segment your book some more.
I have thought about taking 10 accounts out, the small, the real small accounts. Less than, I'm sorry, I will explain. Less than $1 million, take it out. Or,
absolutely.
If they are less than $4 million, but they don't generate enough revenue as half a point on revenue, they have to leave.
Yeah. I think it's smart. Not when you can do what you're doing. I mean, because time becomes the only thing of value. I mean, if you had the time, you could. I mean, if you have the time and you can bring in $50 million, and you're wasting it on less than $1 million, that doesn't make any economic sense.
I will have to think about it. I think that 2020 will be that year of. There are only a few. There are only 10 accounts. It's nothing, but it is 10 accounts that they have like for $7 million.
But you know, they take, you know, they take 12 for two times, right?
Yes, but they are not invited to Supernova. In that account, none of that accounts are invited.
Well, then they shouldn't be with you.
Good answer.
Right. Everybody gets Supernova. If you're not getting Supernova, that I mean, you ruin your brand.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You want to have everybody rave about you because you call them every month.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
She's good?
It is good.
So
it is good.
I think we are up. It's up to you if you would like to go once a month. We have a program for that just to keep you on track. And we can, you know, customize it for you with other tools and things that we have available. It's completely up to you if you want to put us in the training cost area for your budget. Good. If you want to take a break, it's up to you. But I think you got a real opportunity here, and I want you to do well. But you know how you spend your money is your business. So I want you to. But I just want to throw that out there as a program that we have available. We are up, I think. If I'm not mistaken, right?
No, we are up. I would like to understand more or less how it works. What do you have in like to continue? What kind of processes after this? And absolutely could be part of the training cost that I should. Spend every year, if it's something that makes sense for you, for me, but I would like that. I would like to hear more about this.
Okay. You think I'm trying to think about the best way to. Why don't you do this, Andres? Why don't you put together your business plan, and then we'll talk about. That and if it makes sense for you to have a coach help you implement that and hold you accountable to it and you'd like that, then we'll sign up for monthly. If it doesn't, then you know, no problem. I also have another guy I work with that works with teams that has some other tools that you can hear about. That are pretty good, really good, actually. We wrote the book together. His name is Curtis Brown, and we wrote the book on Supernova teams together. And so if you want to get a sense of that, you can pick that up over the holidays and either listen to it on audio or read it.
No,
if you haven't
I will tell you something about the something that I decided during this year is that I don't want teams.
Right.
I will not grow with more FAs. I think that if I do, I will go with a junior FA.
Yeah. But you still always have a team. You know, it's always, you know, it's Danny and you. Even that's a team.
We always
have teams, and we always have team issues. And if you hire a junior FA, that's, you know, it's just a three-person team. So that book can be helpful on how to hire and accountability and all kinds of, you know, it's really a good book. And then the Supernova Multiplier, I don't know if you had a chance to read that or not, but if you haven't, read that. And that will give you ideas on also how I can help you.
Okay, I will do the business plan, and I will send you an email the last week of January once I have the business plan done. And I will let you know what I think about, but it would be great to understand. After that, it would be great to understand how much it's going to be to have these monthly calls. I think it's not always it's going to be good for the business, but to be effective in the business, a life coach, that it's also part of this. Otherwise, I think it's always good. It's always a plus. It's never less.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's $4,000. It's not much. It's $4,000. So it's a pretty inexpensive thing. Once a month, same thing, half an hour follow up, and we can make it as structured as you like, or it can be, you know, a conversation. It's up to you. So
perfect.
That gives you something to think about. Okay.
Sounds perfect, Rob. I will put all my ideas in white and black, and late January I will let you know how we can, if we're going to do it, how we can do it. If not, perfect, then we can talk, could be, I don't know, somewhere else.
Yes. Well, listen, both you and Danny have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas and a happy new year, and I want to wish you the best. It's going to be a wonderful 2020 for you, I know that. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Rob. The same for you. Enjoy your granddaughter. Enjoy Nashville. I think it's going to be fun. First Christmas in Nashville. good luck with that. And talk to you late January.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Best to your family.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Same for you.
Bye.
Thank you, Rob.
Bye, Rob. Have a great one.
Bye-bye, Danny.
Okay. Have a great happy holidays and happy new year.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye.
Thank you, Rob. Happy New Year. Bye.
Bye-bye.